guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, things have gotten so bad here with relationships that I came across this article in the New York Post. It was on July 6th. I came across this article while I was on vacation, actually. And I said, you know, this is one I want to save. I want to talk about this because it shows that it's not just we guys in this little corner of the manosphere that are saying, hey, man, relationships are screwed up and family units are messed up and divorce is too high and things are not working out well. The mainstream is noticing this too. And so now they're kind of changing what the family unit is. And at one point in time, you know, trad cons or traditional conservatives would have said, you know, I like when the man works, the woman stays at home, she tends to the kids, she cooks, she cleans, she takes care of the house, and the guy goes out and works and he takes care of the income, and we go back to 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, whatever kind of thinking. There's that group of people, and then there's others that say, you know, I'm fine with my wife working and me working and the kids going to a daycare and kind of doing that thing. I'm okay with that. That's become very popular in the 90s and 2000s, and that's less traditional, but I'm still okay with it. Well, now we're drifting even further away from that to where a normal family just, it's not even happening. Let me bring up this headline, and we're going to talk about it. First, let me mention, again, go over to betterbachelor.locals.com. Link is down below. I've got about 500 members and around 50 or so supporters now. It's kind of like a Reddit thread that is going to be just Bachelor stuff and men's stuff and all that good things. And it's YouTube proof. It's moderation proof. I'm the only moderator there. You guys can post stories if you're a supporter. You can post links, you can post comments, and I'm trying to turn it into kind of like some of the men's groups that used to be on Reddit. I'm going to be duplicating my videos over there as I record them here on YouTube as well. But that way we have a place where we can post a thread or a topic or a news story, and we want to talk about it, and we want to have a place that we're not going to be moderated or removed or blitzed because somebody doesn't like what we're saying. It counts as my own personal server, so no one can mess with us over there. So make sure to go over and check that out. All right, so they say here, singles are having kids with strangers as part of the co-parenting trend. The thing is, you know, other than a traditional family, there was always adoption. But I don't know if you know this or not, but in most places, a single man cannot adopt a baby that is female. Because they think, I guess, all men are bad people and predators or something. I don't know. But so you can adopt. And then the other way was women would get a man's donation, and she could go to the bank and get his donation and raise a child on his own. Interestingly enough, I cannot leave a donation because they only want donations from men that are 5'9 or 5'10 or taller, because women don't want any donations from men that are shorter than that. I find that interesting that they're picky. Even when they can't get a man and they have to get a donation, they still want to be picky. And then the next step beyond this now is apparently they're not even getting enough donations for that. And so now they're just like, I guess I'm going to have to hook up with a stranger and try to have a kid. So let's read through this. They say, New York Post again says, singles are having kids with strangers as part of the co-parenting trend. They're skipping love and marriage and going straight to the part about a baby in a carriage. The latest child-rearing fad, co-parenting, is on the rise as singles desperate to have kids link up to raise children together, romance be damned. Now, let me correct this. And because they do this a lot in these articles, they say people and people and people and people. Really, it sounds like women and women and women and women are finding, oh my gosh, I want to have another kid, and I don't see anybody around that is willing. And in some cases, they're offering up fooling around, having intimacy with them as the prize for having a kid. As a matter of fact, I did a show on this that says Fox's Labor of Love, in which suitors compete to be a co-parent to a former The Bachelor contestant, reflect a trend in people pursuing parenthood without romance. If you didn't see that episode, this is where a woman went on there and she was, I guess, talking to 20 or like 15 or 20 guys were competing for the chance to have a kid with her. And in the end, I don't know if she didn't choose any of them or they didn't choose any of her, but she didn't end up getting a kid. I've got a whole episode on that. But they say Yelena Prozona, a 41-year-old accountant living in Staten Island, has an 18-year-old daughter, but that hasn't stopped her from yearning for a brother or sister for my kid, for my daughter. After her hubby of 8 years made it clear he didn't want kids, she split from him 4 years ago and turned to the internet for answers. Now, there's an old movie, and it's got, it's from the 50s or the 60s, but it's got Marilyn Monroe in it, and it's called The 7 Year Itch. And it's kind of, my marriage was 8 years, this one was 8 years, where that's about the time frame where things kind of go south on you from any relationships. But here you can see a 41-year-old, which is well beyond the age where reproduction would be easy without, even with medical intervening, actually, it's going to be tough. She used that as the excuse to leave her husband and to go for another kid. Now, at 41, that means by the time the child is 18 or 19 years old, she would have a 36-year-old sister and her mother would be, what, 60? She says, I was thinking, how long will it take me to create a new relationship that will bring a child? It could take a year or it could take 10 years, said Prozona, who initially searched for donors. That's when I discovered co-parenting. Why not start this stuff when you're younger? See, this is the stuff we talk about where women say, I have all this time to play and I have all this time to goof around and getting my degree is not goofing around, and getting your job started is not goofing around. But you can do this by the time you're 24, 26, somewhere around there. But here she waited until she was, well, if she's 41 and now she says her hubby of 8 years. So that means her first 18-year-old daughter she had, not with this guy. Then she marries a guy that's willing to accept that she has a kid and willing to be her husband, and then she dumps him. Why? Because he didn't want another kid at 41. Who knows how old he was? Maybe 45, 50, 55, who knows? So then she dumps him, and then she says, well, I can't find anybody to have a kid with, so now I'm just going to have a kid with a stranger, I guess. So she says, the concept is simple. Two strangers who want kids but don't have partners team up to have and raise a child together. Okay, this is kind of what's going on anyway, if you think about it. These girls that are hooking up with a good-looking, you know, guy that she's attracted to, she gets pregnant, he bounces, and then she has the kid on her own, and he pays child support, and daddy government helps pay. That's two adults and she gets what she wants. But now they're talking like this is co-parenting, but how much does the guy really get to be involved? They say there's even a TV show, Fox's Labor Love, in which suitors compare to be co-parent. I already went over that. Much like dating sites, users set up profiles with photos that detail their interests, beliefs, and parenting styles in order to find their perfect co-parenting match. It works similarly to any of the traditional dating sites, except everyone here is very interested in starting a family, says Ivan Fatovic, the founder of Modamily, the first co-parenting site on the U.S. On Modamily, users swipe on each other's profiles and hit don't like or like to start a conversation. They can opt for a free, premium, or annual subscription options with varying degrees of benefits. Fatovic, 44, who encourages romance between co-partners, also offers a personal matchmaking service for $25,000 to $10,000. Well, this sounds like a little bit of a money-making scam, doesn't it? Fatovic, who launches the site in 2011, said his services have attracted more than 30,000 users, and the trend is picking up momentum. Well, I guess he's got money in the bank for this kind of stuff, but, you know, how far have we fallen in dating and romance and marriage and everything else where this is like the desperation, the last option? I have to assume that the majority of these are women. Let's see what else they say here. There's a seismic shift in how people form families because people in their 20s and 30s are focused on their careers and putting off marriage and having kids, like I said, said Fatovic, who has a girlfriend and two teenage stepchildren, and he's at 44. So he's 44 and he has a girlfriend and two teenage stepchildren. So in other words, probably the girlfriend had the kids and now he married her, or I mean, he's dating them, but then they wouldn't be his stepchildren. So I guess, holy my gosh, relationships today, man, I'm telling you. So he has a girlfriend and then he has two stepchildren that he might have had with it. I don't know. And then naturally leads to ticking on the biological clock. Lockdown has only intensified singles' baby raising dreams. Madamali, web traffic and app downloads have doubled since the bug, said Fadovic. People have been home and thinking about life decisions and having children, starting a family, and coming to us to explore all the ways to make this possible. I have to feel if this, during the 3-4 months, guys are not sitting around saying, man, my clock is ticking, I've got to have a family. Guys don't do that. Guys are probably like, holy crap, I've gained too much weight from drinking beer and eating pizza and watching TV. Or they're saying, oh man, I'm doing great, look at these guns, I've been hitting the gym, and I've been enjoying all this personal time to myself. I have to assume this is all women. I just cannot see this explosion being with men, especially just because of the bug. Single parenting is also losing some steam, experts say, due to the emotional and financial burden of it going alone. For men, women don't have a financial burden. She goes out, she finds a successful, good-looking guy. She says everything's fine. She gets pregnant. He has to pay. The government helps pay. Or maybe she's working and then, you know, something pays for... I don't know. The only people that the financial burden going alone is men, because usually we don't get child support very, very rarely. I think it's less than 2 or 3% of the time. So they say 5 years ago, people were really gung-ho about, I'll have babies for myself. See, this is not people. This is not people. They're lying. 5 years ago, women were really gung-ho about, I'll have babies for myself, I'll raise them myself. But they say here, people, that's a lie, because men can't have it and decide to keep it. Women have it and then decide to keep it. They say, but I haven't seen that much, if lately at all, says Emma Kay, a Midtown marriage and family therapist. If anything, people are getting pregnant and choosing not to have babies because they don't want to raise them alone. Well, then don't get pregnant. Everybody, society, I'm telling you, is just falling off a cliff. Pranoza decided against using a donor because she wasn't willing to let her future child go fatherless. Okay, so she left the original guy of her first daughter. She finds a guy that's willing to be stepdad or her husband with a kid already. Then she leaves him because she wants another kid, but she's not willing to get it at 41, mind you, and she's not willing to get a donor. She wants a father. Now, can you imagine in the dating world, I'm 47. Can I imagine meeting a 41-year-old that says my 18-year-old is now out of the house? And as a 47-year-old, you go, okay, well, at least I'm dating a woman that doesn't have a kid in the household and maybe we can go start our lives together. But no, I want another one and I want a dad. Of course nobody's going to want to date a 41-year-old that wants kids. That doesn't make any sense. It's important for the child to have both male and female influences, she said, to have a father teaching things like courage and being responsible and the mother giving love and caring. That's the balance I'm looking for. Hey, great idea. Maybe you should have thought about that with the first person you married and have your first kid with and stayed with him. Or maybe you should have started, if you still wanted kids later on, maybe not marry a guy that didn't want kids. Maybe when you were, I mean, if you're 41 and you're with him for 8 years, and that was 4 years ago. I mean, what, 30? You could have kept looking for a guy that maybe wanted a family. But this waiting and waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden, it, you know, midlife crisis. I think this is the new midlife crisis. Men want to go out and bang a blonde and drive a sports car, and women want to start having more kids at 40, apparently. A 39-year-old coparents.com user from Florida who wished to remain unnamed also wants a father in her kid's life in order to avoid potential daddy issues down the line. She said she's even been talking with a married man about the possibility of raising a child together. Well, yes, because guess what? She gets the kid and she gets to be mom to the kid, and she has a dad for the kid, but guess what? She also has him paying 50% of the bills and 50% of the stuff. It's called a family. The thing is, you have to have love between the adults, otherwise you're starting off divorced and having a kid. That's basically what they're doing, is you're like, okay, pretend we were married for all these years and we get along okay, but now we have a kid and we're divorced. So it's like having two divorced parents that aren't angry at each other, but you don't have a good household. So yes, I mean, it's good to have a male influence in the life, but this is like getting married, having kids, getting divorced, and then having childcare with more steps. That's really what we're doing. She says, meanwhile, Pronoza, has been chatting with a man who has a girlfriend. It would mostly be me and him raising the child, she said. But it's normal to have our own partners too, like a divorced couple. That's exactly what I was saying. Okay, so you have Betty and Bob. Betty has a boyfriend, Bob has a girlfriend, but Betty and Bob decide to get together and have a kid together, but then they still have two separate lives. Oh, that's just great for the child. Just wonderful. I'm sure their lives will be filled with love and attention and two separate locations and four quasi-parents. And they wonder why these kids coming out of school today have so many problems, and how the education system has become the parenting system. And, you know, there's 1 in 10 professors and 1 in 10 teachers, and I don't have the graphic in front of me, that are conservative. So it's 9 out of 10 that are liberal or extremely liberal are 9 out of 10. And then most of them are female. So young kids today are being grown up by only women with only strong left ideology. And they wonder, gee, why are all these kids going nuts right now, burning down everything and not having any sense of responsibility and being a responsible adult? I wonder. It's because of the absolute destruction of the family unit. And now they're like, let's continue this thread instead of fixing the family unit. Let's just find a new way to try to make this work. It's ridiculous. Fatovic has seen such cases before, mainly when it's a man's partner, can't have children, or she's already has one and doesn't want another one, he said. His partner ends up playing an aunt or kind of role, but the parents are the co-parents are the legal parents. Okay. He's added that while some 60 to 70% of his users are women and the other 20% or so are gay men. Shocking. So 60 to 70% are women and 20% are gay men. That means 80 to 90% of the site are female-ish, are women and men that are not wanting a traditional relationship because they're gay. So they're indeed straight single men looking to co-parent too, he says, 10%. So you know what's funny? Even in this situation, you've got 90% of the women, or 60 or 70% of the women, looking for 10% of the men. Because you know what? Gay men, I guess, could donate, but they certainly aren't going to do it in the traditional way because they're not attracted to the women to have kids. And they don't say this is like normal or artificial insemination. So I have no idea. But here it is again. Everybody's wanting the best of men. Like I said, they're not going to go after a guy that's not the top 10 percenters. So this is the same thing that we've been talking about, only it's more difficult. It's ridiculous. I do have a lot of guys who are eternal bachelors who maybe spent a little too much time single and are serial daters who are approaching 50-year-olds and like, I should have a kid soon, Fatovic said. No one wants to be a 70-year-old raising a teenager. Okay, but that, like you say, it's 10%. Do you know a really great way if you still want to have a family? I'm not saying this is a good idea, but I'm guaranteeing you can have a family. Go over to the Philippines, go over to Thailand, go over to Malaysia, go over to Southeast Asia. Even if you don't have a ton of money, you will find a young, attractive, very fertile girl that will be more than happy to be a mother of a half, you know, westernized, half whatever, Asian, Southeast Asian child. And it won't cost you a ton of bucks. And the thing is, you might be able to actually stay in that relationship and make it work. at least more than this, I would think. Not that the odds are good either way. So she says, or they say, that may be so, but not everyone believes co-parenting is the answer. Critics say the dynamic could deprive the child of witnessing a loving relationship. Exactly. It's kind of like making, it's like taking a picture and making a photocopy of it. And then you take a photocopy of a photocopy and you take a photocopy. Now with laser printers, it's not that bad anymore, but it, I guess I could say it's like taking an image and changing it to a, putting type on it and then trying to erase it and making a copy of a copy of it with JPEGs. Eventually they get blurry in there. Well, when we have a traditional family that's now to a divorce family, that's now to young women having kids out of wedlock and dad's paying, you know, the dad's not getting any time with them and just paying child support to this, is there any wonder why society keeps getting worse and worse and worse and people are having a harder and harder time with society? It's, you don't have any good examples teaching you, hey, this is how you adult. This is what a good man is. This is what a good woman is. This is what a good family is. And this just absolutely tears everything apart. And instead of fixing things, they just say, let's try to come up with a new way to do this. It's ridiculous. If you're going to be into too transitional, if you're going into it too transactional, the kids are going to pay the price for it because they'll be missing the simple lessons that are taught in the household of love and compassion, says Sherry Corso, who blogs about parenting and lifestyle. But for some hopeful prospective parents, i.e. women and or very few men, the risk is worth taking. All parties will get what they truly desire. You have a little bundle of joy, says the female co-parenting, Hope from Florida. You just have to make sure you filter the candidates. Filter the candidates. So now you've got 70 or 80% or 60 or 70% of them are women and 20% of them are men. So that's 90% of them looking for 10% of men that, but, or maybe that 20% of gay men, that maybe that's 10%, 10% wanting to be with each other. That still leaves 70% of the remaining women wanting 10% of regular straight guys that are doing this. And then they want to filter the candidates. Congratulations, you've done nothing different. This is basically just like every other dating site, except basically you're moving right straight past the hookup phase, going to the I want to have kids phase, and you're hoping some jabroni is going to be interested in doing this. Winner, that's going to work out real well. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always, and if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and go check out some of my older videos. None of them are timely. All of them are fun and stupid like this one. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, they're unwilling to fix the family unit. So now they're just going to get more and more creative with the crap. I tell you, it's a good time to be single.